I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Presents Throwback Saturdays. That's right, I used to do this show a long time ago, but I used to do it from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and it was called Chocolate City Listening. So what I did was I brought it back and I revamped it a little bit. So basically all I'm going to do is continue to play old school R&B and hip hop. And, you know, different mixes, different single songs. It just depends on what I have on deck. But, you know, it's the up-tempo version of tomorrow. Because, you know, tomorrow is laid back and it's just slow. And, you know what I'm saying? Tonight is fast and energetic. You know, the things that I like to do and whatnot. So, by all means, sit back and relax and, you know, call your friends over, roll up a blunt, smoke it, drink it. I don't give a fuck what you do as long as you're listening to me. And then you tell your friends to listen to me and that'll be cool. So tonight, I'm going to turn it up extra special because I think my boo is going to call in and listen. So basically, you know, I gotta be a bad bitch and do my thing, you know, like I always do. So we're gonna start out. I'm trying to debate: am I gonna start out with DMX or am I gonna start out with Biggie? I don't know, cause both of these songs are gonna be like up tempo type shit. It's gonna make you crump. So you know what? I'm gonna start out with Biggie. this is the type of song right here when you in the club, when they play this, you don't give a damn where you at, you got a drink in your hand, you grabbing a bitch and you taking her to the dance floor and y'all are getting it in. So this is dedicated to all my New York people. Keep your head up through what you're going through with Hurricane Sandy. God is with you, so am I, and so is Biggie. One more chance.
First things first, I pop, free all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the top, rings and watch, filled with drop, and my jam not even in the PC, girl pee-pee when they see me, never who creep me and they pee-pee, as I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my water, don't see my gun. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Thought you say watching ya. Once the grand I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress this list and diamond necklaces, stretch sexes, the sex, just the maxillate from the back. I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and take a break, huh? I got that good stuff, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. You don't need nobody else. Listen to that song on how it's so long. 40 work years until I handle my biz. There I is, made the pain like David Wayne. Slow down dirty, even like his brother, Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act tough, that deep. Ring a bell, get back from Chanel. Baby Ben straight to get your Hyundai XL. Pulling your quick CD changer with the cell. G-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-
Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send a home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
Dancing my ass off, but you know, I swear, those were the days. They don't make music like this anymore. So that's why I love old school hip-hop and R&B, because the new generation, they got the game twisted. They be talking about some old ratchet shit, a lot of shit I don't even care to listen to. That's why I don't listen to the radio if I can help it. I'd rather listen to my radio show or the artists that have been on my show or the people that I support, and I know they got their mind right. So without any more talking, and I'd like to give a special shout-out to my boo that's listening. Yeah, that's right, my boo. Y'all just have to keep following me to find out how everything unfolds. But I'm going to play Party Up by DMX, the dirty version.
Cowards in the split, be quick. I owe your man's up in the jail before. Suck my dick and all the motherfuckers you run with. Get done with, jump quick. How the fuck you going from the dog with some bum shit? I say go to gun click. Now one shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? Them niggas remind me of a strip club. And every time you come around, it's like, well, I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And a nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas sharper than rings. Niggas still want the fame off your name. First of all, you ain't trapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack you with my dick and a mic. That nigga's character, it's not even good actors. Flip gon' be the outcome, let's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your old man think you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her know. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas, whining over people that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all in the strip for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talk. Put him in the dirty sink. You keep up, that you trying to end up red. If I end up big, I end up dead. You keep a soft type nigga. Fake love, dog type nigga. Push like a soft right nigga. Dog with the dog blood, thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the harder, the more guns we put out. When up in there, everybody come out. When the body run out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep the sun out. Keep it running his mouth. I'ma throw the sun out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Hold him on, man. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here.
Okay, we just started out with Biggie, and we came back with X. Now I'm going to go ahead and get into the mix part of it, where I have some mixes I got from that Piff, from the various DJs, and they're going to do their thing. So all I got to do is just sit back, be on cruise control, play text tab with my boo that's listening to the show, and look at my little square-headed son, and just sit back and laugh and have a good time. So like I said, this is Chocolate City Throwback Saturdays, the best in old school R&B, hip-hop, rap. So if you have any requests for next week, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at ChocMommy03 or email me at ChocMommy03@gmail.com. So here we go.
Yo, this is that Gotti. I'm back in the building. You know what it is. I'm taking you on this old school hip hop ride. Yo, coach, we doing it big on this one. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Drop the fucking to the mix, so the face will never fade. Ship it to the station, and you That's all. girls like jacks, add them on like tax, and I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, I pressure cook them from stars. To finish, I diminish like a freezing art. Secondly, I'm sick of critics. Who's decking me?
Ooh, we got an afro.
Yo, but I got dough. Why is my name the Lord Professor? Cause I milked your cow. In other words, I hit your heifer. Don't talk about how you can break Rambo. That's just a bunch of manager handful. Propaganda, save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around your way pump your head, cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Blair.
Attack. You got dropped off MCA, cause the rhyme
earth, but without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style, let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coach on the Rock, Cool Herc, and then bam, these boys ran to the latest jam, but when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried to get outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark, but yo, they didn't care. They turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, Rolling Six, the cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Project, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as wild as it seemed, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the drugs in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerds will become shot. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx.
To the sounds of EPMD, but you should keep quiet while the MC rap. And if you're tired, then go take a nap or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, I spell things to the clientele. Yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a funk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run down the line
to the average of C. I'm known as the Terminator, Funky Beat Maker, New Jack Terminator, destroying a boy when you're rhyming my boy, never sweating your girl, YP, she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack. Maintain them C's while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some shit.
I'll be the personal computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to retain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-E-E. And one thing I hate is the biting of C. When I enter the party, suckers always form my lines. Then they easily up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, E. No doubt the chief rocker don't like to get ill, but if I have not killed, so believe me, boy, you got the shit.
Catch every word I'm saying, no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift, but try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm marking E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidating seas with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, cause I'm a funky rhyme maker. MC on the paper, don't wanna light the match and relax. And when it's time, it's your digging smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping from tapping. When it's time to roll, who's your patrol's packing? The PLD, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
I think very deeply. frauds in a second. On the mic, on the mic, that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got you, but you can do. Create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just tackle. In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to say, I play the nine and you play the carpet. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this?
One of my action items of today is audition day where I'm working my ass off like a fucking chicken my head cut off. I've been between Brian Bios and all this other stuff. I've been on it today. Today's been productive day.
That's a good thing. That is really good. I still have to call you because I have to be more active with the group on the site that you have for me. So we really got to talk about that because since I have all this free time on my hands, I need to, like, really get back into the different websites that I'm on and interact with your fans and followers and really push my brand so for 2013 I can really have my shit super together.
All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you been listening to the music tonight?
Yes, I just kind of came in there. came in to that, so, you know, I'm feeling it.
You know, on Saturday, it's like Sunday I got a down pack on the old school, you know, like the R&B thing, right? So I'm like, you know what, Saturday, because, you know, I used to do this a while ago. I'm like, you know what, I got to go back to the old school hip-hop and R&B because a lot of this new shit is so whack. It's so whack. You know?
Give us an example of something.
Give yourself an example of something whack.
Yes, I'm going to give us an example of a song.
Okay. Where would Future be without auto-tune?
No, he sounds like Eddie King. You seen Five Heartbeats?
Before he was cracked out or after he was cracked out?
After he was cracked out, and when they were that one time when he came, back and he sounded all drunk and stuff. My license, That's exactly how a preacher sounds on Turn Up the Lights. I'm telling you, go back and listen to that, and then this is Turn Up the Lights. It's not the same thing. I'm looking for.
I mean, it's like the quality of music is like so fucked up now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
It's hit or miss now. It's so much hit or miss. It's ridiculous.
Like, let's say, for instance, Rick Ross. I mean, some of his music is good, but I can't front and say that I like his big, fat, nasty ass because I can't stand him. He's a fucking name jacker. He's a fucking biter. And it just makes me sick how so many people, like, just kiss his ass or lick his man tits and shit like that. That shit fucks with me because at the end of the day, he got his name from somebody else. Then you turned around and you capitalized on Big Meech, Larry Hoover, both of these guys that are in prison doing long-ass terms. Not once did you break bread with them from what you gained from making a song and using their fucking name. And then you have bitch-ass dudes like Blue Da Vinci running behind him, kissing his ass because he got beef with Jeezy. Then you got him running around kissing ass with Gucci because Gucci got beef with Jeezy. Blue, stand up on your own, fight your own battles. And Rick Ross, if you really wanted to see Jeezy, you would have seen him by now. You're not built for war. You're not a street dude. You're just a fat, nasty motherfucker that I can't stand. Whoever hears this and goes back and tells Rick Ross what the fuck I said, I don't give a fuck because I can tell him that on Twitter. And when I go to Miami and God forbid that I see his big ass, I'll tell him that myself.
I'm eating chicken wings.
Pop top chicken box. And I'll say, Sadie sends his love and here's 2 dozen wings.
See, but yeah, I actually know his publicist personally. She's pretty cool. What's up?
She gotta be to work for him.
Yeah, you gotta be. That's a constant. That's a round the clock job right there.
You know what? See, you have got me riled up already. I was having a nice, quiet, relaxing evening. Then you made me think about fat and nasty. Now I have a headache. My arm hurts. My head is spinning. I'm about to be sick on my stomach.
She about to be sick on the stomach.
You are so silly. You know that?
You know what? You know what, Chalk Mommy? This your boy Ricky Rose, the boss. I don't appreciate what you were saying on your show.
Well, you know what? When I did my show on Illuminati, his fat ass tuned in from Dubai to see if I was going to say he was the devil. I don't know enough about Illuminati to call specific rappers out and say that they're the devil. I mean, if you know you're doing something in the dark, I was always told, and the Bible says, what you do in the dark comes to light. So it's just a matter of time for that light shines on all these evil-ass rappers and in-the-closet rappers. And then what the hell are they going to do? I'm just going to be laughing because it's like you sold your soul for what? Fame? Fortune? Like, really? Such a sad thing.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, yeah.
Daddy, you are so fucking retarded. Like, really, you are so retarded.
So are you trying to say that I fuck retarded or I am retarded and you're just re-adding fucking?
Because I've never ventured that way with you, but I'm just going to say you're fucking retarded, like, isn't funny. And you should have tuned in last night because Jazzy was on the show, the chick from California, and another radio host called in, MBK, and I tell you, I think I laughed straight for 45 minutes. He had Jazzy so pissed off that she was talking about throwing his mama from the third floor of a building, and she was talking about his daughter. All I could do was laugh because she was so fucking mad at him.
That's not very nice.
Yes, it is.
She's going to throw his mama.
Yeah, like, I'm like, wow, she was really upset to threaten to throw somebody's mama off the third floor. Because at first she was going to throw him off the third floor, and then she's like, no, I'll just throw your mama. Wow, those are fighting words.
Now if his mom gets thrown off the third floor, they're going to know it was her.
Well, he would never tell her where he was at other than the treehouse. And she was just like, well, wherever that is, I'm going to have somebody come see you. And you know me, I'm just so retarded. All I could do was laugh because it was just so funny to me. Because I'm like, wow. Because she just kept asking him how big his dick was, and he wouldn't answer it. And then she was telling him that it was small. And then they was just going back and forth. And you know me, I'm going to let y'all battle. I'm going to let y'all go at it because it's funny to me.
Mm-hmm. You like drama.
No.
La, 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 la.
I don't like drama, but my thing is, if you're going to dish it out, you have to be able to take it. You
take
know
it.
Saying? Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that fine concept.
That's what I think. So I don't know. Do you have anything you would like to say before I go back to my music?
You know what? I know this is old school day, but I really want to make a request.
Anything for you, Sadie, and only because my boo is listening and I'm in an extra generous mood. So what can I play for you, my favorite Texas music?
I want to hear Lullaby. Why is the name that comes to my head right now? It's pissing me off.
Lullaby?
From the mixtape. From the mixtape.
Oh, from Manny.
Yes, yes. Manuel.
Okay, you know what? I think I can arrange that for you. Hold on 1 second. All right, hold on. Let's see here. You know what? I have that somewhere. Hold on 1 second. I wasn't expecting you to request something off my mixtape. That makes me feel so good, though.
You know what? I legitimately listen to your mixtape a lot. Not just say niggas on the show, but I really do, like, listen to it because there's so much stuff I actually like on there.
You know, it's time for me to do Volume 3. So if you have some, some R&B artists that want the exposure, then by all means, let them know so they can hit me up. Because for me, when I do hip hop, those motherfuckers give me a headache.
You know what? That is the case. You know, I was excited because I actually about a month ago, I had my first gospel artist on the website. I cannot freaking believe it. I mean, all these gospel artists who try to come on the show and stuff, they like that. I'm the freaking devil or something.
I mean,
they're so afraid.
Hip hop artists get on my fucking nerves when it comes to mixtapes. And the reason being is they are fucking lazy. I'm giving you free exposure, free promotion, free everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're still like lazy. And like, oh my God, I'm above you. They're above you. I love that kind of stuff. It cracks me up.
Because they're lazy. I'm not going to work with a lazy ass person. I'm sorry. My reach is too extensive to deal with fucking lazy ass people. So, for everybody that's listening, if you want to get on one of my mixtapes, your ass has to fucking work. No free rides over here. I'm letting you get on the mixtape for free, but because I do such great numbers, I might have to start charging y'all unless I personally invite you to come on my mixtape. But for the hip-hop artists, oh my God, they act like they're Jay-Z or something. And the last time I checked, they probably had 20 followers, 100 Facebook friends, and like negative 25 plays on Reverb Nation. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they're like in some crazy town, and they're like number two on the Reverb Nation charts. They feel like they're above you all of a sudden. I'm like, you know what? I've had artists on the, like, way higher levels than them. I can do with or without them. Because I have people that got 10,000 fans and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people, why they work. Like you said, we're not dealing with, I'm co-signing for Chop Mommy right now because I believe the same exact thing. We do not accept lazy people on our stuff. If I accept lazy people on our stuff, I would have thousands of members like some of these websites. And I'm going to call them out. Chop Mommy, I'm calling them out right now because some of these websites, they be a fake as heck because they got 140K members. But how many of them are freaking doing anything on there? It's just wasted space. And some of them fake pages. So, hey, I'm just saying keep it 10,000. I'm proud of the fact that I've came to where I'm at today for a lot of members. But my members are actually active. And they got stuff going on. And they always grinding like freaking Chalk Mommy. There we go. Now I'm done. I'm off my freaking soapbox of the day.
Can you tell me why in the fuck Mix Connect stopped putting out numbers? I cannot see how well my mixtape is doing because they don't have the numbers anymore. They don't have the downloads. They don't have none of that shit. And I'm fucking mad because, first of all, I paid to have my mixtape sponsored. I paid for that bitch to be featured on the front page, so I want to know where the fuck my numbers are. Because last I checked, I was over 30-something thousand listens, So, like, what the fuck? So when I sent them an email asking them why the numbers aren't showing, they didn't hit me back. But they want to follow me on fucking Twitter. Now they'll feel bad if I started taking warning shots at their ass and saying some old switch like I normally do to people that piss me off. And then everybody else is going to be like, you know what? What in the hell happened? That's just like on Retweetia. They hate on me so fucking much because anytime that I'm on that site and I push a music, a song, or a video, I do over 100,000 listens a fucking month, right? But they will sit there and fuck with my numbers so bad to, like, with my mixtape, I should have had about 15, 16,000 listens. They only capped me at, like, 2,000. They wouldn't let my shit go out every 30 minutes. The shit wasn't going out every hour. And then what's crazy is when that site first came to be, the owner hit me up and was like, oh, I see you grinding, because he saw me on, what was that other one? Twitch Track. You know what I'm saying? And I was on there. So he invited me to go to Retweetia. So I did. Right now, I have over 700,000 plays and listens on that fucking site. But every time my membership expires, they want to send me a public tweet saying my membership expired. So the fuck what? Y'all don't treat y'all people nice. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I can find a fucking web designer to do what the fuck I want to do, I'm going to shut Retweetia down, because I have the pull, I have the reputation, I have the determination, and I'm fucking smart enough to do what the fuck needs to be done to let people know I appreciate their service, I appreciate their business, but most important, I appreciate the audience that they're bringing to my site to listen to their music, to listen to somebody else's music, or whatever the fuck it is they want to do. And that's what's wrong with a lot of these fucking sites today. They do not appreciate the people that bring numbers to their fucking site.
Ooh,
that's why they don't last very fucking long. Now see, you gotta be fucking mad when I think about that shit.
Cause I think the same way. Like I made a comment with this on last day on Twitter. I mean on Facebook. I've made a comment about this, about something under the same note. Like, so many people, I mean, numbers are important. We have to have numbers in order to to measure at certain to some degree. But I mean, what happened to people? What happened to the quality? Like, you know, like people are so, man, try to get like you say, you giving out free exposure, you giving out all this, but people want to act crazy because I don't know, people's minds are making sense. If we're not charging them, they don't feel like they don't feel like that we're legitimate because we're not charging them, you know.
What?
And so they put your foot around more, and it goes back to that, like you just said. At the end of the day, of course, we are here trying to make money. Me and Chop Mama trying to make money, but at the end of the day, it's about the freaking people. That's what I care about. I care about people. People are what make me happy. And that's why the money, when people come, I get money from people I don't expect to get money from.
You know what I tell people? Not all money is meant for you to make. So my thing is, I don't charge you when people tell me I should, but then when I do charge for certain things, this is what pisses me off about rappers, okay? The R&B singers, they're not too bad about this, but rappers want to pay me in dick. I don't fuck artists. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking me is going to pay my light bill? You fucking me is going to pay what? Get the fuck out of here. No. No dick in the equation. Dollar sign. You want my services. You want me to promote for you? Fucking pay me. You know what I'm saying? You want me to feature you? Pay me. Dollar signs, dinero, no dick, please, I'm good. Like, fuck out of here. That's the shit that's like in my chief voice, that's the shit I don't like.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now,
she don't like.
Yes, now here's your damn song. You done got me so off track. Okay, Lullaby. Here we go.
Yo, what's good, ladies? What's good? It's your boy Emmanuel, and we're back right now for another break in between all this wonderful music. It's going down real sexy right now here on Chocolate Love Volume 2. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Choc Mommy for giving me the opportunity to host this mixtape right now and show love to all the people out there, all my lovers out there, everybody that still believe in love and making good love and R&B music and all of that, man. Shouts out to y'all. So just trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to get these clothes off of Choc Mommy right now. That's all I'm saying. But we can get these clothes off her. I think we can do it if we go into another one of my songs. Yeah, that's the plan right now. So if we play another one of my songs, I think Choc Mommy's going to get naked. So we're going to see what's up in a minute. Yeah, let's go into another record of mine. I think this one, yeah, let's go with Lullaby. Lullaby right here on Chocolate Love Volume 2. Choc Mommy, come out of them clothes. Stop playing, girl.
Bye.
Lullaby is the shit. Now, see, Sadie, you done started something. Big Crip, I'm going to bring you in after I play this one song. Now, see, this song right here, Do Something, from Emmanuel, man, this shit is so hot. I got to dedicate this to my boo. This is to my boo. Do Something, Emmanuel. This shit is hot.
Scurry Life, DJ.
What's good, y'all? This your boy, Emmanuel. Y'all already know what's up, man. This your boy, the host, your best friend, the lover. I could be everything. I'm your Superman, super lover, and all of that, baby. Check me out. But y'all already know what it is, man. My brand new mixtape is coming real, real soon. I'm doing my solo stuff right now. Shout out to my boys, Pretty Ricky, you know what I'm saying, for the biggest, biggest love in the world. They gave me a great opportunity to be a part of a great group. I love Pretty Ricky, man. Shout out to everybody in the group. Sickle Hound, Pleasure P, you know what I'm saying, my dog Baby Blue, and my homie Spectac. Y'all already know what it is, man, but y'all listening to Chocolate Love Volume 2, man, it's about to get real crazy in here. Ayo, Choc Mommy, let's do this, baby, let's rock out, go.
This is your girl, Choc Mommy, and welcome to Chocolate Love Volume 2, hosted by yours truly, the female Howard Stern of Radio. Emmanuel Deanda and DJ Frizzy
Frank. You already know how he's feeling right now. It's your boy Drag to the Dash, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody call me Hellboy, Elroy. Let's get it.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest New York. Coast to coast mixtape DJs.
Yo, we got to get into one of my songs right now. Throw some Do Something on right now. I love that song, man. You know, the ladies love that song, so I want to make y'all want to do something right now. Check me out here, Chocolate Love, Volume 2. Yeah.
By the time you finish listening to this mixtape, I promise you, you're going to want to fuck something, suck something, damn it, you're going to do something.
Speak your mind.
And that was To My Boo that's listening. Make me want to do something. I can't sing, but oh, the fuck well, it's my show. I can do what I want to do. But here is Big Crip. What's cracking?
What's cracking, cuz? What it is?
How you doing?
I ain't nothing chilling. She laughs. What it do?
Nothing. You know what, Big Crip? I have got to tell you that your friendship means so much to me. And I really, really love you and the fact that you kept checking on me with the situation with my aunt and with my arm and everything like that, and you be watching my timeline for any disrespectful motherfuckers out there. I got to give you 3 big blue shout-outs. Big Crip, Big Crip, Big Crip. Yay! Hercules, Hercules!
For sure, for sure. Good looking, shout it.
Not album, but no, we were talking about lazy artists, and you already know, you're an artist yourself, and you come across people that's lazy. They want the fame, but they don't want to work for it. They, like, want people to, like, hand it to them, because they, I call them hood heroes or hood superstars. They're famous. And then when they don't want to go past their neighborhood or their block, because nobody is going to know who the fuck they are, but they don't want to put the work in for other people to notice them and stuff like that. And that kind of shit be pissing me off.
For real, I feel you, man. Them niggas talk more for that.
So you know me. I'm going to always talk my shit. I'm going to be like, who be talking to that thing? They be like, pop your guns or some shit like that.
Oh, what are we talking about?
On a song. They be like, pop your guns. You know, like when you be talking shit, back up, back it up. And you know, I always back up what I say.
Yeah, I know you do.
Me off.
Well, where your other partner at? Where she at?
Which one, Jazzy?
All of them.
I don't know where Jazzy is. She got pissed off last night at NBK because...
Why she always getting mad?
Yeah, because she kept asking this man how big his dick was, and he was, like, asking her questions, and, you know, his personality is funny, and I guess she didn't find the humor in it, and he just kept fucking with her, and once somebody can find your weak spot and see that they can edge you on, and they're going to keep doing it, and you fall for it... And that's what happened, and it was just crucial. Me being me, I was laughing. I didn't really step in because it wasn't my battle. I didn't start it. You know what I'm saying? And Dahlia, her pimple monster don't go to bed at nighttime when I'm doing the show, so she can't talk and control him at the same time. So she just be sitting out. She's trying to say something or do something. He's in the background, you know, being like a one-year-old going on two-year-old. Bitch, I want your attention. If you don't give it to me, ain't nobody gonna get it.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Who your new host then?
Huh?
Who's cuz on the phone?
Oh, that's Sadie from Sadie. Damn, I be fucking your shit up.
Life at the Dusk Live on radio or the Dusk Live on social network, either one.
So you know what, Big Crip, I'm going to send him some of your music and I'm going to set you up with an interview with him. It's like Sadie, Big Crip, he just got into the rap game and he will tell you he's not a rapper, but He makes Crip music. He's finding his way into the rap game. He has, like, songs with Dragon and some other people. He's from Fresh Gang out of New York, BK Stand Up. And it's like what I admire most about him, he doesn't give a fuck about what people think about him because he's not here to make music for everybody else. He's here to make music about what he loves and what he likes to do.
We don't care what people say.
Oh, shit, my head hurt. Nobody asked you to fucking sing. God, I read the
Oh, hold on, hold on. I know you're not talking. You was over there trying to sing. You oh. acting like you want to do something.
But I said I don't.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing.
But it was my show, and I could do what I want to. That was a subliminal message to my boo, because that song's making me want to do something, like touch myself and visualize him standing in front of me. Oh, hold on. We're not going to do that tonight. We're saying PG, my bad. I lost it for a moment. But back to what I was saying before Sadie stole. Rudely got me off track and thinking about some other shit. But, yeah. So, you know, Crip, I used to like to do hip-hop mixtapes, but then after dealing with lazy-ass artists, I decided that I need to stay in my lane and just stick to R&B because then that way I know that artists are not going to be lazy. Or you know what I may do is I might do one more last hip-hop mixtape and make Dragon post it, and then it'll be all right. Because then I'm going to make those little retarded rappers that always claim they got lyrics for days, I'm going to make them pay for slots. But you good because you'll be in my top five. You know what I'm saying? You're fam. But for all these other raggedy ass rappers, fuck you, pay me. That's my motto for them for the end of 2012-2013.
For sure, I feel you. I got some people for you too. Some niggas want promotion, so I told them you want to do promotions for them. What's your price again? So I can tell you the send the price to them.
I gotta send them. I'll send you mine.
Matter of fact, you hit me up later on and you let me know because I told them if they want promotion. These are my people in Cali.
Make sure they don't be like these other little ratchet motherfuckers are running around trying to pay me in dick and nuts and stuff.
I told you you want people, so it's like I told them straight business, so they know it's scratching already.
Oh, okay. Well, if you told them, then they probably scared of you and they ain't trying to cross that line because you are a big fucker. You know what I'm saying? Big folk. About two, you over 220, so, you know, if I was a dude, I wouldn't even try you, so I'm in good hands with Allstate, so we good.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what? You know what I'm going to do for you, Big Crip?
Cause what
I have a song in my database. I'm getting ready to play Riding Around and I'm Crippin'.
Good luck, he earns me.
It's all love over here. Okay, Big Crip featuring Dragon, Riding Around Crippin'.
Okay, this is Devin Booker. The nigga of Los Angeles Game Mainstream of America, down with Lopes, spiritually, my little homeboy, Big Crip.
East Coast, and I'm Crippin'. East Coast, and I'm Crippin'.
Yo, nigga, I told y'all motherfuckers, we make the best East Coast Crip music. Ain't no motherfucker in the East Coast can fuck with my Crip music. You heard? We the best, and fuck the rest. UMC, my Crip gang, nigga. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. Couple West Coast trips don't like me, cause I'm from the East Coast. But I got that G pass from the OG Bear for Pookie. Ride around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around in Brooklyn. Left side, blue flash. Said I'm claiming UMC. Who am I? OG. Act up, get clapped up. Crip up or grip up. Mafia gang or don't bend. T-hats, they moving. Neighborhood, they rolling. In Jersey, they Great Street. Crying niggas be Yaw Street. NWA, fuck the police. Cause I don't bang six. That's fake shit. Plus, I ain't folk. Just a straight loop. Capital C's. All day. Every day. Picking up blue chips. Shaq status. Blue money. Drag crazy, but now he loking. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. 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 East Coast 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 and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. East Coast 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 and I'm crippin'. Hellboy Elroy, let's go.
My flow is so melodic, and niggas know I'm about it. And your wifey give me knowledge like as if I am retarded. My C is stand for chopper, and I really bang for that goddamn crib. You would think I would love the way I hug my script. Niggas empty out clip on coppers. My flag on the left real proper. Y'all singing to the feds real opera. And it got to the point my motherfucker flow is sick. It need a doctor. Motherfuckers ain't know I'm Logan. Well guess what, now you know. And my clip it leave them soaking like he fresh up out the ocean. We turned them to a dolphin. I'm fresh up out the coffin, and my coat look like that frosting from that donut made in Boston. That hood environment, I'm Boston. My motherfucker, my I lost it, and I'm riding around crippin', and that Porsche 600 horses, huh?
I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. 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 East Coast 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 and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around. And I'm crippin', I'm riding around and I'm crippin', from East Coast and I'm crippin', from East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin'.
That was Big Crip featuring Dragon. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. So, Big Crip, you know, have you been listening to the Sunday show?
On when? Wednesday?
On Sunday.
Nah, you know me, I be sleeping at nighttime, man. I be knocked out.
From what?
From what? Because, you know, I be up in the daytime doing what I be doing now. You know, I be doing something else trying to get this bread, you feel me?
Got you. I feel you.
But I can't, don't forget, that was also a hurricane day, so I was outside of the building, so you know, money was coming great because nobody could leave nowhere.
Oh, yeah, how was that going? You and your fam, y'all good, right?
Yeah, me and my fam good, but my family in Queens got messed up, and a couple of my other people's crib got messed up.
Aw, man.
Yeah.
Well, I've been praying for everybody up there, because a friend of mine in Massachusetts, he lost one of his houses, and my cousin, when she came home for my aunt's funeral, he couldn't leave.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, one of my shorties, her sister lost her crib. She lost everything. Her whole crib got flooded out. She lost her clothes. She lost everything.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So she kind of crazy, but it's all gravy. Everything happened for a reason, you feel me?
Well, okay, what size is she?
What size?
Mm-hmm.
She probably like, man, she kind of thick, man. She kind of big, man. So I don't remember her size right now. I got to go ask. And her little baby, not her baby, I call her baby, she's like 9, 8 years old. She lost everything, too. So everything's kind of crazy, but it's all baby, though.
Well, give me their sizes, and I'll, like, get some stuff and send it up there to them.
All right, for sure. Good looking.
Not a problem.
Yeah. So she lost, they lost everything, so that's much of stuff about it. So she got to stay at the mom crib and all that. But,
oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Everything. It's all gravy, but it's not gravy.
Yeah, I mean, they have their life, but they don't have nothing else. So
exactly.
is FEMA going to help them?
Yeah, they said they don't help because I followed them yesterday to the place, to the FEMA place, whatever the place we went to, and they said they don't help them and everything. So we'll see, man, because if you notice, if you watch the news, if you notice, they're only talking about all the black, all the white people area. They don't talk about the hood part. That's the crazy stuff about it.
But, you know, they went through that same shit with Hurricane Katrina. It was
exactly.
Like...
Exactly. That's why, my bad for cutting you off, but that's why I try to tell my people. You see, when it happened to Hurricane Katrina, they wasn't even talking about it on the news, you know what I'm saying? Because it was black hood. But now it happened to mad white people out here lost their cribs and all that. Now it's the biggest thing. But when it happened to black people, oh, it's a quiet matter. Nobody wants to talk about it. But now when the white people screaming out, yo, we don't get no help, now it's a big problem. It's crazy.
But you know what T.I. and them was doing? They went to New Orleans themselves and made sure that people in the hood got the shit that they was bringing to them, because it was somebody that was working for FEMA that came on the radio show, because I was locked up in Atlanta at the time at the halfway house, and she was telling them, like, look, people are not, you're not getting what, you know, people are not getting what you think they're getting. You guys got to go and make sure that, you know, y'all tell them, get in their face and tell them, because if not, they're going to look over you and give it to the, like, wealthy people, and that's not cool, because in New Orleans, you got rich white and black people, and you got poor black and white people, but none of the poor people was getting shit. It was all the rich people, and that's not fair. But to me, I feel like so much evil stuff was going on in New Orleans that God felt like he had to cleanse it out and start it all over. He had to get a lot of that evil shit out and bring it back. Because now it's like it's better than ever. They're getting ready to have the Super Bowl there in a few months. You know, the stimulus package. They're stimulating the economy. So it's like hats off to New Orleans. So people in New Orleans should be sympathetic to the people in New York because of what they went through, and they should be more apt to help. Because me personally, I see that FEMA is hiring, and I really wish that my arm wasn't fucked up, because I actually would go, because they're paying you $1,000 a week, $50 a day for food, and they got your hotel.
For real? Damn, I want to go on it then.
I'll send you the information.
Oh, for sure. Send me that.
Yeah, I got it in my phone.
Huh?
I got it in my phone.
All right, for sure. Send me the info. You're listening.
Hell yes. So, I mean, it's like people just need to give back and be thankful for what they have. Because me, I'm sitting here bitching and complaining about my arm when some people don't got an arm. You know?
I'm bitching
and complaining about my scar, and other people got fucked up scars. You know what I'm saying? My aunt is no longer here. My cousins are without a mom. I have my mom. So I'm a little hard on my mom right now because my mom isn't doing what she's supposed to do. So I don't want to be super harsh with her, but I'm like, Mom, you got to eat right. Don't be eating no candy, because my mom is a crazy diabetic. Like, her blood sugar goes up and down. And it, like, she be just doing crazy stuff to the point where it got me like, Mom, we just buried your sister. Do you want to be next? I'm almost to that point because that's how bad she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mom, we got to get you to lose some weight. You 5'7". You weigh more than my brother. My brother is like 240. My mom is 250. And trying to pick her big ass up is not going to happen. Not with me and my 1.5 arms. My brother can barely get her up.
Oh.
And she looking at me. I be like, Mom, I'm dead ass serious. Like, what? You think I'm, because you're my mom, I'm going to cut corners with you and be nice? Fuck out of here. Nope.
If you just got sick with her, you heard me.
Huh?
You just got to stick with it and just help her, man. Do it slowly. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
just a small step.
Prayer. Come on now, listen. Saturday, I went to my grandmother's house. My mom had a pack of Hershey candy bars, a six-pack. She know good and damn well she ain't supposed to have it. So when I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? She had that look on her face like a kid caught with their hand in a cookie jar. You feel me?
Yeah.
Then I go in the freezer and see another six-pack of candy bars. Now, mind you, Thursday, I brought this cake from Maxie B's for the family because a lot of my family members never had this cake, and she make really good cakes. So what I did was we gave her a half a piece because it was rich. You know what I'm saying? That was good enough for her. She sent somebody else in the kitchen to get her some apple pie. We gave you a half a piece of cake. We let you eat some fried chicken, baked macaroni and cheese, shit that's not even on the... It's like way out of the ballpark. We let you have your one day. So you give her an inch, she want her like she want her 40 miles. You know, like the mule and 40 acres or whatever. You give her a mile, she want 40 acres.
Yeah.
And I just be like, alright, I got a trick for you. You know what I'm saying? And then when we go see her at the assisted living facility, she got big ass thick ham slices on some bread with cheese, ham and cheese sandwiches. She ain't supposed to have that.
So who's giving to her? That's who you gotta talk to.
Man, my mom is so smooth with it. If you don't give her what she wants, she will act a fucking fool. And my mom got longevity. She can act a fool longer than you can work a shift.
Oh, damn.
So to keep her from acting up or whatever, they give it to her.
Oh, okay. I feel you. So she's like, yo, man. I feel you. She
no,
do what you got to do.
I know. I just shake my head and be like, man, she know better.
I should be mine, man. But you just got to keep talking to her. Hell, show her, man. Because she probably might be trying to use that, yo, I can do this. I live old and all that. I can do what I want to do. It's my time to go private, right?
Nah, she don't be doing that. She be the first one talking about doctor's appointments.
Okay.
So I just shake my head.
Okay. So how you doing, though? How did everything just show, man?
Everything is good. Like, my dude listens for the first hour and a half. I'm, like, so happy. He likes my show. He says I'm a good radio personality. And I'm motivated to do other things. I'm trying to get this arm together so I can come back with a bang with these photo shoots. So, you know, I've been ordering some heels and stuff. And, you know, I put them on Instagram so people can see. You know, when I come back, man, it's going to be something serious.
Okay.
I just
been back on Instagram. I don't be on it too tough. You know, I be posting once in the blue moon.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Why you don't be messing with it like that?
Because, you know, I'll be out in town. I'll be out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm back to my old thing, chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
No more court cases, so I'm chilling right now.
You better be.
Yeah.
You better be, because I don't got time to be writing you in some other places.
Yeah, I ain't trying to go back down there no more.
You better not. Now, see, we wanted you to call in last night because the show is What Would You Do If Your Child Dated a You? And basically, that... The reason why I put that out there is, like, for all the men and women that do trifling shit to people, like, you know, what happens when your child dated you? Because I tell my sons this all the time. And Jazzy wanted to ask you a question because, you know, you got that crazy situation that a lot of men would love to be in. You got two. You got two fiancés and, you know, your situation. And her question was, what would you do if your daughter dated a guy that was in the same situation like you're in? What would, you know, how would you feel?
Man, she old. I can't do nothing about that. As long as you don't hit her or none of that, as long as you take me what I'm supposed to do. I can't stop that, what she doing in the future. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm supposed to say? She don't be like, nigga, you doing it, nigga. Why he can't have what's the name? Or whatever. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want it though, but hey. But I just like my son. I wouldn't want him to know games, thing like that, you feel me? So But I wouldn't want that. Hey, it go both. Hey, when she old, she can do it. When she older, she can do what she wanna do. Just as long as homie ain't beating her, none of that stuff.
Oh, I got you on that one.
That's something different.
Something totally different.
Yeah, that's something different like this. But the other stuff otherwise, if you treat her right, buy her what you want to do and take care of her, take care of the chitlins, yo, hey, it is what it is.
Did you say the chitlins?
Yeah, the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, then it is what it is, then it's all crazy. But if you said that was otherwise that, if you're just trying to date her and play her and make her be some smut bucket or some type of shit, then that's where the problem comes in, you dicks. And if he mess with somebody else out of that relationship thing, then there's a problem.
Oh, I got you.
Feel me? But it goes both ways too. What about you? You wouldn't want nobody cheating on your kid, you know what I'm saying? What about you? What your little one?
Man, you know what? That's why we came to this topic. Because I tell my kids, look, what's going to happen when your child brings home a unit? They're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you know, the shit that y'all do, you know, when y'all daughter dated you and y'all know what y'all doing, y'all can't beat him up because ain't nobody beating y'all ass.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, I'm like, fuck your mama and your sister, because your sister, she vicious. She will turn a bottle into a weapon. She'll turn a cell phone into a weapon. And me, I don't fuck with no lame ass because I know my sons will beat them up.
Okay.
So I tell them they gotta think about their daughter.
True.
And then, you know, it is what it is. I laugh.
Oh, because, hey, you know, that's why I said, you're supposed to, that's why some of these get daughters first, because what they did when they was younger. You feel me? I got daughter first. Brother got daughter first. Everybody knows I got daughter first. So hopefully, you just got to pray. Hopefully, everything could happen to them. You feel me? And you just let them know what's cracking, and hopefully they listen to you. You can't change what they do. You feel me?
All I'm going to do is laugh. Mm-mm. I told you.
What happened? Homie came off the phone?
Yeah. He probably had to get ready for his show or something. So it's just me and you.
For sure.
That's how it is. I think I'm gonna keep doing my Saturday show. I like this. You know, I play some good ass music. Matter of fact, do you have a request for any old school music? Cause I started out with Biggie, One More Chance, and DMX, Party Up.
Yeah, play some Tupac, man. Any Tupac. I get around. Matter of fact, any Tupac.
Okay.
Best rapper alive. I mean, best rapper alive and dead.
All right, here we go. Tupac, I Get Around. It's coming, damn advertisement.
God bless.
Oh, yeah.
get round.
Still clowns when we come around. Still clowns when we come around. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who press their neck to keep their hopes in check. And don't make sweat above a major league. And I don't know why your girl keeps paying me. But you tell me that they need me. Why would you leave me? And every time they leave me, please, let me take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem singing bye-bye. Just another half of a block.
Tennessee.
Going into the after party. Now, this song right here is something you ain't heard in a fucking while. Like, let me see. Here we go.
That's okay. and a new person. I mean, we want to catch it.
Oh, I'll be waiting.
high in the fire where I learned the bar. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh damn it, we home. Neither got a dime. Player hated to feel the flame for my. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed to see foes fall flat. Flat like deja vu. And I got another rhyme that a deja crew. I sip crystal, Don P. Mo in the crystal. Just cause I'm 50 don't mean you should miss out. Keep them in a 50 cause 100's all the range. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but trick, I'm barely broke. Blessed with those that keep you hooked like friends call me guns, some call me try. Cause the bricks slide off beside the game to your wife. And that's life. Learn how to treat her. Guaranteed Peter knows how to greet her and meet her. People in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push the Lex and I rock a Rolex and I lounge on Lex and I love sex. And you know I step on jacks that be trying to flex like sex. Money guard rest your soul, but when your plan cost the guns, ain't no time to fold. Ho, y'all do this guy crazy name, but out of town, it is all the same. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, crazy Lou. That's because when the beat days get all know how to play. Mac is 600 getting crazy pay. Got a green, got a no lock. I'm chasing, running up in your spot.
But if you're running for the Bronx, this rap probably never would be going on. So tell me where you're from.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby. We get down, baby. I'm on the crown, baby.
Now if you're running for the Bronx, this rap probably never would be going on. So tell me where you're from.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby. We get down, baby. I'm on the crown, baby.
Yo, the R&A is parked in the lot right next to the Mercedes. I keep the thing ready for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you walk around thinking life's gravy. Now stop me, maybe. I'm living life flawless. Making big investments on an H-class flawless. The girls call us. I'm comfortable like a carol. Two corners of my life, walking roadside narrow. And the thoughts that I abide by, the crime of mine got my mind's eye. Point sharp as in an arrow. Fly high, keep your eye on the sparrow. Riches like a sparrow. Bought a new five with the stitches for the wood. Trunk full of wood. I keep my dogs closer than most players keep their own shadow. When I rap for my foes like I battle, I rock stone. All you bugs rock gravel. You talk trap, whatever have you. I'm from Soundview. Bronx most wanted. Front get confronted. Player, we rolling deep in a 1.500. Like McGow, we ride it. If you want it, you step outside and get bored. I have your whole block flooded with the Bronx. It's a warning. Storm in, let it out. From dust till dawn, and it's on, no doubt. Keep an eye on your shit when I'm roaming the belt. And put an eye on your lip, player. Watch your mouth. I'm from the Bronx, right your feet when you step in my house. Cause you's a small time figure, about a half an ounce. Now,
who y'all do got crazy game? But out of town, out of town, it's all the same. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, not crazy new. That's because when it's beat, they ain't scared. All know how to play. Back to 600, getting crazy pay. Who's out of Queens, got shit on lock. Irish with the running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby. Get down, baby. I'm on the crown, baby.
Uptown, baby. Uptown.
Yeah, I heard you.
On the crown, baby.
All right.
Like a foot, taking, hustling the waves, I'm a pain, just drinking, and them.
don't care if it's night train or champagne. Give respect to those who sold and not forgotten. Y'all still here.
Man, you can't be serious, man.
taking over, ain't shit to say. You ain't out that long, niggas quit the game. Ain't no other cat that love for me. Ain't no other cat gon' bust thugs with me. Ain't no other cat gon' shed love for me. But my dog is gon' be a dog for me. Come on, ain't no other cat that love for me. Ain't no cat gon' bust thugs with me. Ain't no cat gon' shed love for me. But my dog is gon' be a dog for me.
Drop it.
Boogie Down Production, will always get paid. We'll take the wackest song and make it better. And remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a star like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes suckers on the side gotta hear this cage. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no fun, just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause they're all about roughing. However, I'm really fascinated with the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer.
Criminal finding. We are America's women. We work.
Advertisement skipping. Sorry.
I'm in the dark.
real. You think that I would cook your girl whole? Yes, I will. Check it, check it. It's a tactic, I'm a racket. I make solid jump up and girls get my neck and so ring it round the rosy. Pocket from the Joey. You know me, I'm low-key. I'm smoking like a Sony. If it's no way you can see me like see me. Wonder how I'm living dick, how I'm living lovely. It's a bad boy. 93, we coming through. Can't get with the flavor, dude. Hit you on the 1 and 2. Then you on the mixing. And you think I'm crazy. Super cat. Dally, 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 my baby. You're crazy. Nah. Bullshit. Fuck that. Hot rod. Big super funk. I took a quick man. I put the funky pop. You ain't shit. My man, Phoenix. It's the hot tech that they came from your radio. It's the bad boy. Look. Make a bad noise. Look. 93's a rock like you know, bro. Daddy rolling through a super cat in every day. So what you say, what you say? I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck, the show stop. Fuck, the rock drop. Fuck, super cat tax the clock. I see you shivering. Shake the flavor, pick it small, then deliver it. Lyrical lyrics, just blowing lyrics out my larynx. Chubby competitor, quick to kick the choke in the chest. Yes, it's bad boy, on to the floor. Yeah, I can't take it no more.
Damn, another advertisement. Alright, give me like 13 seconds. We're taking a breather. Oh, I'm going in these last 20 minutes. Hot damn ho, here we go again.
Action. That's about the mood to the week. Maybe got them look over.
Take the man that says you're gonna miss on the stand somewhere down the lane. I'll keep on bum down.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I'll keep on bum down. Take the man that says you're gonna miss on the stand somewhere down the lane. I'll keep on bum down.
Informer. performers. You know, they gonna miss me, I will blame. I keep on going, ma'am. Take them on that, they gonna miss me, start somewhere out of lane. I keep on going, ma'am. These are never for me, now they blow down my doors. Bring me a car, shoot you my window, so they put me in the car at the station. From that point, I'm my destination. With a destination, reaching out of easy tension. With a new diamond punch, look up, me by some sword farmer. You know, they're gonna miss me, I go blame. I keep on going down, take them on the street, they're gonna miss me, start somewhere down the lane. I keep on going down, in farmer. You know, they're gonna miss me, I go blame. I keep on going down, take them on the street, they're gonna miss me, start somewhere down the lane. They find the promise that they want to want me for what they use the ones that I may call me the boss. Love who I'll be calling out the ones that me. I'm in love with my heart down to my belly. If they not assume me, I'll be cool and deadly. It's the one that's shining and the one that is low. Together we all have a miss, a tornado in father. You know, they're gonna miss me, I will blame. I need to keep on going down. Take them on the city, they're gonna miss me, start somewhere down the lane. I need to keep on going down. In father. You know, they're gonna miss me, I go play. I keep on going down. Take them on the face, they're gonna miss me, start somewhere down the lane. I keep on going down. So, listen for me, you better listen for me, you know. Listen for me, you better listen for me, you know. Bring me the rubber, the light, the phone, the clock, and stay. It's the gonna miss me, you're the artist, go down. But I'm not getting the artist, I'm gonna miss the way I come from. People, them say I come from Jamaica. But me born in Mason, and they get all the watch and below. People are people, man, is all I'm on. No, yeah, my shoes are them, they're up, and I'm his own.
Another advertisement. Okay, give me like 13 seconds.
Halloween, ain't no
trick or treat. You young silly assholes taking shit for free. I give a fuck about what niggas been buying you. I'm short dog, bitch. I ain't trying to get on your good side. You better get with me so we can roll in luxury around the world. Getting money. I'm pimping hoes on Sunday. I'm the kind of nigga that you work all night for. Won't discriminate. I pimp a Chinese white hoe. You never seen money with a black man's face. But I swear, motherfucker, I done had my taste. Can't slow down. Full speed again. I'm laughing at you square saying pimping is dead. You say sex can kill. You catch AIDS and shit. But the fact stand, hoes get paid for tricks. I never let a hoe.